Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Well, let's get right to it. Today, I'm going to share with you details on how you can build your Instagram following and your email list at the same time. Now, if you don't already have an email management provider like MailChimp, like iContact, like any of the big ones, all the ones that you know, if you don't already have that in place, then your assignment is not to listen to this episode. It's to go back and listen to my previous episode just recently. In fact, I'll link to it below. I don't know the show number off the top of my head, but I'll link to it below in our show notes so that you can go back and listen to that one first, because you need to make sure that's set up first and foremost. Now, if you're just listening because you want to know how to grow your Instagram account, well, okay, fine. You can stay tuned. But I'm just telling you, if you're going to take your business to the next level, y'all, you need to build your email list. And we're going to do both today. I'm going to share with you how you can build both your Instagram following and your email list by reaching a brand new audience, people who don't know about you, what is often referred to as a cold audience. You're going to do this by creating a challenge or an accountability program or something that serves your audience for a limited number of days. To fully understand this, I'm going to first give you an overview of how we did this, and then specifically how you can make it better. So what we decided to do is something we do every January, and that is to serve our audience, specifically my social media audience, by helping them to be more productive, to reach their goals. In other words, we're giving them a concrete way to make things happen other than just setting a New Year's resolution. We've done this every year since 2010. We've done 30-day challenges, 7-day challenges, and 21-day challenges. Unfortunately, the first mistake that we made this year was we did a 21-day challenge. And that's a mistake. Let me tell you why. No one can pay attention for 21 days. And it was hard on the team. It was hard on the other people that we involved. It's just too long. Like, I know my audience probably loved it because they were getting great content. But it's really hard to keep people's attention for 21 days. And frankly, you don't need to. You don't need to do it for 21 days when you're talking about, you know, serving your audience in a way that's profound and just in these bite-sized pieces. So what we did, okay, let me tell you what we did first and then along the way tell you the mistakes we made and how you need to improve them. We decided to do this 21-day challenge. Our intention was, of course, to serve our audience, but also to help them realize that they could follow some of the other accounts that we manage on Instagram. So as you know, I have Shalene Johnson. That's my main Instagram account. I have a fashion account that I don't do much with, an account called Push Me Daily, which is all just like inspiration and motivation, a lot of it business related. Crazy Cool Branding, that's for anyone who's trying to build a business online. We also manage an account called Home Workouts _ 4U, and that is daily fitness motivation. Then we manage several 131 Method accounts. So there's 131 Results, 131 Method, and a few others. So we've got a lot of accounts. My personal account's over 500,000. I think Home Workouts for You is over 200,000. And then, of course, Brett Johnson, my husband, his account is, I haven't looked lately, but I think it's over 50,000. And he really likes to help his audience with matters of money, how to make your money make you money so you don't have to work quite so hard. So we decided, all right, based on what most people set as their New Year's resolution, we can address each one of these categories, whether it was getting organized, I said I would handle that, or improving your financial situation, getting in better shape, improving your nutrition, like relationships, all these pretty common New Year's resolution-based ideas. And what our goal was is, all right, each one of these accounts for 21 days will post a single tip to their Instagram stories and we'll get my audience involved and we'll tell them, okay, follow any of these. Like, so if you want financial advice for 21 days, follow Brett. If you want motivation to get yourself in the best shape of your life, for 21 days, follow home workouts for you. So we basically decided that each one of these accounts was going to produce a single tip a day for 21 days. But as we're going through this as a team at Team Johnson, we realize, wait a second, you know what? A better way to do this is to tap into some other experts. That way, we're not just cannibalizing our own audience, like dividing the people who look at my Instagram and dividing them amongst our other Instagrammers. Why don't we involve, say, for example, an account that focuses on travel or someone else to focus on fitness? And then that way, that Instagrammer, if they have a reasonably equal account, if that Instagrammer is saying, hey guys, join this challenge, right? And they have to opt in. Here's the key. They have to opt in for the challenge in order to get instructions on which accounts to follow. That act right there builds our email list with people who likely don't know us, a cold audience, but an audience that's a good fit. We realize, oh yeah, that's a much better idea. Then we're going to get new content. We're likely to reach an audience that doesn't already know us. It could build our Instagram account and it will help us to boost our email list amongst people who, again, are a cold audience. Great idea. Mistake number one, we came up with it at the 11th hour. It was almost too late. So I had to like dig into my personal Rolodex and quickly reach out to a few people who I thought were fantastic, but maybe didn't have the same size audience, maybe a smaller audience. They didn't have a lot of time to, you know, decide if they wanted to do this. Nonetheless, we got two pretty sizable accounts. And then I think two other smaller accounts where by them being involved, guess what we did? We were able to help grow their Instagram accounts. Yeah, like one of the folks who we had involved in the challenge, their Instagram followers went up over 2,500 new followers in the first 3 days. That's pretty cool. Now, to be completely transparent, I have to say, coming up with that idea at the last hour really benefited the people that we reached out to. I can't say that it helped my account, but I definitely helped those other people's accounts because my account was the largest at the time, which is fine, right? But in the process, what I figured out was a couple of things. Number one, 21 days is way too long. We should have done 7 days. Number two, we should have started several, maybe even 2 months earlier, finding the right partners. All right, so let's say you're going to do this. Come up with some kind of a 7-day challenge where you can serve your audience. Pick a variety of topics so that you can reach out to fellow Instagrammers who have an account of about the same size or maybe even bigger than what you have. You'll have to create the opt-in page, the landing page, which will collect people's email addresses. You'll also be responsible for following up with email instructions to those people who opt in, telling them, okay, here are the accounts you can follow. Here's how you're going to do this. Here are the handles for each of those accounts, and here's the type of content that you can expect. Now, if you do a 7 or a 14-day challenge, you really could email those people every day or even every other day because they're going to be expecting it based on your first opt-in email. That confirmation email shouldn't just include instructions. It should also say, and by the way, be sure to accept us as a contact because in order to keep you accountable, you can look for an email from us every day or every other day or whatever amount of mailing seems appropriate for you. Okay, so let me help you come up with some ideas. Let's say you're a health coach. Ultimately, you post all types of content on your Instagram feed. But really what you're trying to do is inspire people to realize not only can they improve their own health and fitness, but they can do so and also create a business in the process. So maybe you're a part of a network marketing organization. You might do a 7-day challenge focused on helping people believe that they too can be a leader. So it'd be like a 7-day I am a leader challenge, let's say. And one of the best ways to figure out what type of 7-day challenge or 14-day challenge you should do is to think about what is the greatest obstacle or one of the common obstacles that is holding people back from taking the kind of action you need them to take, right? So if you're a health coach and you're in a network marketing organization, one of the things that you know people struggle with is the belief that they themselves can be a leader even if they don't quite yet look the part in health and fitness. So you might do a 7 or 14 day leadership challenge. And then you would try to find people who could serve all of the areas that you need to improve in order to make that leap, right? And so what would that be? Mindset. So you could find someone who isn't already in your business. So they're not a network marketer. They're not in the same line of business, but maybe it's a psychologist or a life coach, someone who focuses on mindset. And you invite them to join your challenge, explaining, of course, that what's going to happen is everybody is pooling their leads. In other words, this life coach is going to say to his or her followers, hey guys, we're doing this 7-day challenge to help you become the leader you know you can be. To sign up, go to Shalene's 7-day leadership challenge, whatever it is, and you will be signed up automatically. It's free. You're just going to get 7 days of great tips, not just from me, but from other people. Now, if you want to see exactly what our emails look like, our challenge is over, but feel free to swipe my copy. Just go to 21dayplan.com. P.S. I cannot even believe that domain was available. Crazy. I know. We were like, what? How could that be available? It was. 21dayplan.com. Just sign up for the challenge. You should automatically get an email and you'll see our swipe copy and you can just modify it to make it work for you. Okay, so you could find a mindset expert. You could also find someone who's really focused on organizing your day. You could also find another Instagram person with about the same size account or bigger than what you have who just could focus for 7 or 14 days on how to step into your greatness in social media, like how to build your brand in social media. You might find someone who's really great at blogging or at crafting your story, whatever it is. These people that you're reaching out to, their account doesn't have to be exclusively focused on that. It's just important that the person who owns this account can create that type of content and they're an expert at it. It comes natural to them. In other words, your audience will be well served even if they follow this other person. Okay, so what are the negative side effects? Well, you might consider you don't want to necessarily partner with someone who's has a competing business, right? So I don't think I would necessarily partner with someone who's doing exactly what I do or offering exactly what I offer. Instead, I want to partner with people who their audience looks a lot like mine, but what they offer is different from what I offer. Here's another example. This should help. Let's say that what you offer is an online course that teaches people how to become professional photographers, but yet your account doesn't necessarily focus on it. Your account is just beautiful photography, et cetera. But ultimately, what it is that's making you money is this online course teaching people how to become professional photographers. So you might have, say, a 7-day challenge that's just focused on how to get a handle on all of your digital files, like how to get your digital life organized. I'd join that challenge, wouldn't you? Now, you might think to yourself, well, what does that have to do with someone being a photographer? Don't worry about it. What you are doing is focusing on a problem that people have, which is getting their stuff organized. And if you're focusing on digital files, you're going to be targeting people who are already very comfortable with that space. So you might find an expert who knows everything about Dropbox, and they're just going to give 7 days worth of killer suggestions on how to get your Dropbox synced up, organized, and looking so clean and so pristine that your disorganization is no longer becoming an obstacle for you to become a professional photographer. You might also tap into another Instagrammer whose expertise is perhaps cybersecurity or technology. You see what I'm saying? So you're finding people, and that's why it really helps to establish a relationship and to spend some time looking for the right accounts, making sure that the type of stuff that they are generating and producing kind of jives with the stuff that your audience would like. Because again, you're trying to expose yourself to new people, but they need to be new people that fit your demographic. Okay, here's another example. Let's say you have an online course that teaches people how to build their own membership site, how to become an entrepreneur with their own knowledge and experience. And you know that your customers have a difficult time believing in themselves and actually taking action and launching their business. So you decide you're going to do a 7-day challenge, the 7-day confidence to launch your business challenge, or something much more clever than that. Then you would need to find other experts to partner with. Maybe you find an expert who solely focuses on confidence for female entrepreneurs. And she's going to produce content for 7 days that's just focused on like pulling the trigger, just do it, make it messy, start now, take action. And then you find another expert whose focus is really on how to get organized on paper. Maybe it's someone who really loves a Smart Life Push Journal, someone who really knows how to teach people how to create a plan for their day. Maybe another person is a psychologist again, or a psychiatrist, or a life coach, or someone who can focus in on the mindset that you need to adopt in order to have the confidence to launch your thing. And then maybe you'll find another expert who's really good at helping people take their ideas and transform them from brainstorms into businesses. And they're going to offer that type of content for 7 days. In other words, the first step is for you to figure out, okay, what type of challenges am I going to offer that will serve my audience? That's your first step. Second step is figure out what experts would best serve your audience and go out and find them. Make sure that they have a sizable audience, like ideally about your size or bigger. Now, again, when we did ours, we used a lot of accounts that were much smaller than ours, but that's okay because they really delivered exceptional quality content to our lifers. And in the process, it did build our email list, not as much as I know it's going to build yours, but we're going to do it again, y'all. I'm going to do it again. I think this is a great idea. We figured out how to fix these things, and that's what I'm sharing with you now. Your next step then, once you've kind of identified some of the ideal people, by the way, you want to have a couple in each group. So with us in particular, we were talking to a few different influencers who focused on fitness and a few different influencers who focused on travel. We didn't have much time. You're going to have a lot more time. But we started like looking at their account, making sure we liked what kinds of things that they were posting so that we felt confident in their account being associated with us, right? And then we started connecting with them, like just sending them a quick DM, introducing ourselves, becoming a fan, doing the right type of networking. Not like, hey, I don't know if you'd be interested, blah, blah, blah. Like if you send an automatic DM like, hey, I see that your account is the same size as my account. I'd be wondering if you'd be interested in doing something to show. Like, I don't know about you. I get so many of those, maybe I'm jaded, but I just hit delete, delete, delete because I don't know the person. But if I keep getting every day a message or two from someone and I can tell they know who I am, I can tell they're paying attention, they're looking at my content, they're taking a vested interest, well, then I start to take a vested interest in them and then I go and look at their account before they've even asked me for anything. So build a true relationship. And that's why I suggest you start this about, 2 months out or at least a month out if you can, before saying, okay, so here's the idea. I've been looking for someone like you who we could help each other because I'm putting together this group of X number of experts. And by the way, you could have a massive number of experts if you want. You really could. Because the more people who are promoting this challenge, the larger your email list is going to become. Now, of course, you're going to divide people's attention amongst all the different Instagram accounts that you're going to recommend to them. But ultimately, it will serve your email list and ultimately it will serve your following, right? So that's the idea. You may recall that Brock did an episode a while back on Instagram pods. This is an idea, a way that a lot of people have been using to grow their Instagram where you partner up with, 10, 15, 20 other Instagrammers who have relatively the same size audience as you. You just all agree that, okay, when somebody in this pod posts, we all go to that post, we all like it, and we leave a nice comment. Not just a like, hey, good job, thumbs up, but like something legit, like, hey, this is real, something that actually refers to the post that they made. What that does is it boosts all of your followings because you've got these equal size accounts all commenting within the first, couple of minutes of posting, leaving a comment, leaving a like, and it is a very quick way to grow your account. I have not been a part of one. I would be open to it. I'm kind of a part of, I don't want to say, I'm not a part of an official one, but I have a group of friends who have sizable accounts and I just turned on my notifications and every time they post, just to be nice, I go and like their post and leave a comment. But I'm not obligated to do so and I'm not doing that so that they'll do it for me. It's just a nice thing to do. But it would be interesting to be a part of a pod. That's one way to do it. I can't tell you if that's a good idea or not. I can't tell you if it's a pain in the butt. or not. For me, I don't think I would want to be a part of a pod because I just hate feeling like obligated, like, oh no, this person posted, it's 10 o'clock and I've got to run over there. I don't know. Maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I know that this was a really great way. It's kind of the similar idea where you're sharing each other's audiences, you're exposing yourself and exposing them to a cold audience of like-minded followers. That's it. I hope that you'll take this idea and run with it. Don't forget that you do want to make sure you're growing your email list at the same time. Let me know what you think about this idea. Send me your feedback. Send it to me via Instagram DM or Snapchat or Twitter or wherever you're hanging out online. And let me know if this is something you're going to try. I'd also be curious to find out your feedback if you've been a part of an Instagram pod, what your thoughts were on it. Did it work well for you? Did you like it? How long did you do it? Did it actually grow your account? Because we could do a follow-up episode on that. That would be pretty interesting. Well, that's it for today. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're almost done. Just a reminder to go back and listen to the episode just before this one that Brock did last week on how to be authentic. It's really an important episode. I hope that you'll listen to it. And thank you so much for subscribing, for leaving your reviews on Build Your Tribe. When you do, don't forget to send me a screenshot and Brock a screenshot because we want to give you a proper thank you. If you write a review, first of all, I think you have a special place in heaven. Secondly, I know for a fact you're going to have a whole bunch of good karma. And thirdly, I would like to thank you. That is all for today. I will talk to you soon. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.